Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Coach Prime, Deion Sanders and the Making of Men by Jean-Jacques Taylor. Read by Corey Jackson. To my parents, Doris and Henry, who encouraged me to chase my dream of being a writer from the moment I spoke it into existence. To my mom's parents, William and Alberta, and my dad's parents, Henry and Ruth, for blessing me with wonderful parents. Prologue. It was less than 10 minutes before kickoff when Jackson State football coach Deion Sanders, Coach Prime to his players, fans, and media, stood atop a 2-foot-high blue crate and addressed his players in the locker room. Coach Prime knew that if the Tigers didn't beat Southern University in the Southwestern Athletic Conference championship game at Mississippi Veterans Memorial Stadium, this would be the last time he'd ever address these players before a game. A loss would end Jackson State's quest for perfection and an opportunity at redemption for their embarrassing performance the year before at the 2021 Cricket Celebration Bowl. Coach Prime glanced at his iPhone, where he typically types a few words or phrases in the Notes app to remember his talking points. He prides himself on authenticity and at times speaks with an old-school Baptist preacher's cadence and passion, but he likes to stay on message, often speaking in repetition for emphasis. This time was no different. Every word that came from Coach Prime's mouth was not only intentional, but loaded. Everyone knew he'd already agreed to terms to become the University of Colorado Buffalo's head football coach. This was his last season with JSU, and if the Tigers didn't win, his last game. Coach Prime's words of the week changed often, depending on the team's opponent and whatever outside noise the players needed to ignore. This week, it was focus and finish. They'd been hearing it from him for days and knew what to do when they heard it. Focus and finish, the players repeated in one loud, deep voice. I can, I will, I am, Coach Prime called out. I can, I will, I am, his team responded. The call and response of, I can, I will, I am, continued twice more. Then, silence. The players felt the tension. Come on now, one said. Yes, sir, said another. Coach Prime rarely, if ever, showed his players this type of emotion. For once, he needed them. They happily encouraged him. I want this, man, Coach Prime said softly, referring to winning the game. I'm not thinking about me right now. I'm thinking about Amari. Where you at? Amari Ward walked to the front of the locker room and faced his teammates. Coach Prime placed his left arm around Amari's shoulders. What he dealt with, what he witnessed, what's in his spirit is traumatic. If you don't do it for you, if you don't do it for your teammates, if you don't do it for your family, do it for him. He has a long-lasting memory that will never be erased. Coach Prime looked Amari in the eye. You need to know how much we love you, how much we appreciate you, and how much we got you. As Amari walked back to his teammates, Coach Prime looked at his phone, cleared his throat, and again stared out at his players. He talked about how he is intrigued by history but doesn't let it define him, how history can discourage those who see the world through a different prism. How history said a person can't play professional football and baseball at the same time. How history said a person can't score a touchdown in a National Football League game and hit a home run in a Major League Baseball game in the same week. How history said a cornerback would never be one of the NFL's highest paid players. How he never let history stifle his dreams and how the team should not allow history to stifle theirs. He ended his speech sermon with classic repetition. History intrigues me, but his story compels me. His story compels me. His story compels me. Your story compels me. His
sample complete. Ready to continue?